And this is KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's just about 5 o'clock, so hang on to your hats. It's time for the Beet Farm.
Hello and happy St. Patrick's Day. That was just a little rusty tin whistle played by me, and that was Swallowtail Jig. You're listening to the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5 FM, low power in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of diverse musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farm shows are repeated on Sundays at 3. Listen to this session again in 2 days on Sunday, March 19th at 3 o'clock. Feel free to listen to many archived Beet Farm shows by going to ktwh.org. We're tickled to welcome Patrick Eliason to the show today. Would you just start us out with a song, Patrick?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote sitting on a sawhorse in a house I was building about 29 years ago, watching my daughter climb around in the sawdust. It's called Harmonica in My Pocket. I got a harmonica in my pocket. I got a $50 guitar. I got a $50 guitar and a baby running round my floor. I got love, I got music. Could I ask for anything more? I got a pretty woman who loves me, dancing to the radio, oh, dancing to the radio, and a baby running round my floor. I got love, and I got music, could I ask for anything more? I got a live music playing down there at the Union Hall. Down there at the Union Hall, and a baby running around my floor. I got love and I got music. Could I ask for anything more? I got a harmonica in my pocket.
Yeah!
Woo. All right!
Thank you. Woohoo! Patrick Eliason, I know that was an original of yours. Actually, I think you are going to play all originals today, which I'm all about. And come on, that is not a $50 guitar.
The guitar I wrote the song on was.
It wasn't? Okay.
Yeah.
Since we're on it, what are you playing today?
This is a Larrivee. I don't know what you cutaway. It's a pretty nice. It's kind of like the Canadian Taylor.
Oh,
you know, like They're kind of reciprocal.
Yeah. It has a really pretty top to it. Yeah. Very nice looking. Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm going to tell the listeners a little bit about you. We're just tickled to have you here. I asked Patrick for a short biography, and he came up with this. Growing up in the rural Lake County of Itasca, I'm sorry, Lake Country of Itasca County, I experienced the peace of mind that nature brings. With music playing in the background of my childhood, I knew at an early age that I would make songs my way to sort out my feelings. My hope is that my words and music might spark a thought, and you might write your own song, and I will listen. And that last little sentence just hit my heart, Patrick, when I first read that. Very cool. I have heard some other things about you that I'd like to read to. Patrick is self-taught, and he's been writing since his teen years. He's hosted open mics for years and promoted original music by local singers and songwriters. His sound has been described as a soulful northern version of the blues, and I think that's a really, really good description. And thank you, wife Laura, for that. Patrick's wife is here. How about another song?
Okay. This song is called Fair Farewell. Aka Inside of a Dream. I come around for to bid my farewell, but mostly I come around let you know I's alive and well. I'm living up north where the air's fresh and clean, and I wake up in the morning on the inside of a dream. I know if I woke here again some morning, I would have to be insane. And I know I gave you fair warning, I'd still love you if I passed this way again. Every man has his own story. Some move free and never lose their place, but they never heard you sing your love song, and they never felt your warm embrace. So I ask you now, might you join me where the rivers freeze and the summers end? We'll travel to the end of the highway, to the path where our life began. So I come around for to bid my farewell, but mostly I come around, let you know I's alive and well.
Oh, wow. Beautiful, beautiful song, Patrick. That one was called Fair, Farewell, and I assume the first fair is F-A-I-R?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very nice song. And I've got to say, I really like your voice.
Thank you.
Very, very pleasing sound and perfectly in tune, and it's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go now to something that's a little bit unusual on the Beet Farm. I don't usually have to go here, but I have to talk about the cabin fever reliever just a little bit. Cabin fever take one was swept away in a snowstorm, but it's back. Save the date for cabin fever reliever take two. We'll have most of the original lineup back for the big show. Doors open at 3 p.m. for the 4 o'clock show on Sunday, April 23rd. Sorry. It's not a recorded message, but I hope you can come at the Two Harbors High School. Stay tuned for news of when ticket sales begin at the KTWH Studios and Cedar Coffee Company. Tickets for the March 12th show will be honored on April 23rd. Thanks to Lovin' Lake County and all of our sponsors for helping us revive our radio benefit variety show. We hope to see everybody there. I should mention that I'm going to be one of the MCs with Steve Sokola. And if you have any idea about what Steve Sokola is about, it's going to be a blast. He's a stitch, and he'll have his accordion there, and no telling what will happen. It's going to be a blast. So once again, it's rescheduled for April 23rd.
Great.
And we're still here with Patrick Eliason, who will hopefully play another song right now.
Okay, this is a song I wrote right around the time John Prine left us. You never grow too old to sing along. You never lose your desire to play, even if it's the same old song each time around. It's a brand new day. You've had your share of the hard times. You had wealth. You kissed the bride. You watch children grow, and in the meantime, you drank water and you drank wine, and you'd never grow too old to sing along. You never lose your desire to play, even if it's the same old song each time around. It's a brand new day. Have you done? Have you found The cost of possessions finer than strands of gold. The worth of a smile, good words from a neighbor, a lover's warmth. Bring you in from the cold, and you never grow too old to sing along. You never lose your desire to play, even if it's the same old song each time around. It's brand new day each time around. It's brand new day. It's a brand new day.
Yeah. You really, you know, I think John Prine would have liked to sing that song. His death kind of inspired you to write it.
I think John Prine gave me that song.
Oh, he gave you?
I think it came from somewhere
else. Well, I see what you mean.
Because it was one of those, you know, 5-minute writes.
Really?
It was there. It was a song.
I'm so wowed by composers. Just wowed. I'm not. Well, actually, people say I am because I make up harmonies in my head and sing harmonies, but I don't write lyrics. I don't write the main melody. I'm not a composer. I'm just so in awe of people who write these wonderful songs. And you said it came to you in 5 minutes. Oh, my gosh.
They don't all do that.
How many songs do you think you've written, Patrick?
I don't know. Probably. I have a song list of about 80 songs that I can actually just pull out of my hat and do.
Your originals.
Of originals.
Oh, wow.
And I probably have written, I mean, I've been writing since I was 15 years old, and I'm writing probably something every week at least, you know. But, I mean, I go through my book and I'll try this one. And when I wrote them, most of them, I couldn't play them as the way I wanted to, the way I heard them in my head, because I wasn't skilled enough. Guitar didn't come easy to me.
Oh, and I know you're totally self-taught.
Yeah.
Vocally and instrumentally, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you get your start in music, though? Did you, was it in school or somebody gave you a guitar?
I was raised in a foster home north of Grand Rapids, and my two brothers, we all three happened to get to live together, and we're all young. My mother died when I was very young, and anyway, so we always had the radio going, we always had the record player going with country or blue, whatever. Mom was a total fan, and my sister was a total fan, and my oldest brother got a guitar, and I'd sneak it from him once in a while and try to learn things, but really everybody was a better guitar player than me, so I kind of gravitated to playing the harmonica I played in a country band in the 70s. I had hair halfway down to my waist, and we'd play these really we'd play these really hardcore places, and we'd go in there and what's going to happen to us here, because we didn't look the part, but we'd start out with like Okie from Muskogee or something, and they just fell in love with you.
Oh yeah. So that's the kind of places.
So music was a great get together for, it brought a lot of people who wouldn't normally be together, you know.
Oh, cool. And so that was up in the range, right?
Yeah, that was on place. Oh, we used to play a place a lot called 9 Mile Corner. It was halfway between Hill City and Grand Rapids, and that was one of our places.
Oh.
I didn't play in a band very long. I didn't care for the alcohol scene and stuff, so I kind of slipped out of that in a hurry. And I just wrote songs for years.
And played out, though, solo?
Little bit, not a lot. I hosted open stages and stuff, mainly so I could get some of my stuff out there and get used to being on stage, because I'm terribly afraid of being on stage. And So I would do that. So, but then I loved getting other people, especially young people up there who didn't have a stage, you know.
Yeah.
And that's more of my passion, you know, like, you know, I'd rather listen to someone else, you know, than...
Hey, we're so alike that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't usually, you know, I have been quite accomplished on flute, but nobody, hardly anybody except our jam group has heard me play. I'm not one to, I used to have to perform all the time. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, all that, you know, anniversary parties. And I don't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's kind of a more personal thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could you play another song?
Sure.
Great. And that last one was called Brand New Day.
Yeah, yeah. This song is called Tuesday. I wrote it on a Friday, actually, but it must have been an anticipatory song. It's beginning to look quite a bit like Tuesday. I can tell 'cause Monday's here and gone. I always feel a little better on Tuesday. I perk right up my face in so long. And Tuesdays I always feel better wearing a smile like a cat on a sweater on Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. I've never been real big on Monday. My hat don't fit and I ache right to the bone. If I had my way, I'd do away with Monday. I'd stay in bed till Monday's gone. And Tuesdays I always feel better wearing a smile like a cat on a sweater on Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. Some folks I know live their life for the weekend. They get one day to play and one day to rest. But me, I just worry about old Monday. And that is why I like Tuesday best. And Tuesdays, I always feel better wearing a smile like a cat on a sweater on Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. And Tuesday, I feel a little cagey. Got bit by the dog, but I didn't get the rabies on Tuesday. No Tuesday. It's beginning to look quite a bit like Tuesday. I like that one.
That's a really good one. Yeah. What was the name of that again?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay. I am so tickled that everybody listening has joined us on this St. Patrick's Day. We're here with Patrick Eliason. Listeners might wonder, how do I know you? Because I've known you before today. You know, sometimes we have guests in here, and when they enter the studio, it's the first time I ever meet them, except maybe I've talked to them on the phone and communicated in other ways, but I've known you, Patrick. So can you tell the folks how we know each other?
Well, a couple years ago, you were hosting... Dylan Fest Jam, and I met you there. You were leading the singers and stuff to start playing and whatever we do, and you told me about a thing that you did out way west of Duluth.
Chambers Grove.
Chambers Grove.
Yeah.
And so I came out there when I could and just kind of get to know you and Carl, and it's been a, you know, and I, one of my old friends that I was, you know, back in the early days goes to those jams, and we reconnected, and they're just
yeah,
wonderful people. We have a great time, and
that is so much fun. We're, Carl and I are so blessed because we've had this jam group. Well, and it morphs. I mean, people come and go, and but we've been playing with the basic core group for, I think, 22 years now.
Yeah, 23.
23 years now, almost every single Monday. We used to go to different people's houses, and we, and then in the summer we go to Chambers Grove every Monday. And but now we've kind of settled into, we meet it at our house usually, and it's a small group, smaller group inside, but we're looking forward to the good weather again. And it's been a pleasure. We just, you know, the I think that first Dylan jam was at Carmody's when I first met you.
Was that okay?
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed Newman was, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, and so we're back at Carmody's again.
Yeah.
And I might as well talk about that just a little bit right here. May 20th through the 28th is the Duluth Does Dylan Festival. And the jam, it's been decided that we will hold the Dylan Jam on Monday the 22nd at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7:30. We will be getting together with Mark Poyer and a few others to revise the songbook. Because when you come to the jam, whether you are in, whether you know Dylan songs or not, we have a nice lyrics book with the chords. We found that everybody plays Dylan songs in different keys, so we just kind of pick an easier common key, you know, stay in G major and D major and some of the related minor keys, and so everybody's playing out of the same book with the same lyrics, and it's really, really fun, and we really encourage people from, let's see, I think the youngest, well, I used to have my students would come, and so some of them were 12, 13 years old, and we've had people in their 80s jam with us on that. So hopefully some of you will come out, and I'm pretty sure Patrick will be there again, and we'll be indoors. We had been doing it out in Superior at Earth Rider, but boy, last year it was cold.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cold, so we decided to bring it into Carmody's, and they aren't usually open on Mondays, so they're going to open that Monday, May 22nd, again, for this Dylan Jam, and I hope to see everybody there. It's so fun. Bring your instrument, bring a music stand for your book, you know, and bring your voice, and we have a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you like original music, I host the singer-songwriter contest, which is at the Sacred Heart during the Dylan Fest on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Friday the 26th. And the musicians play an original song, which they get judged on, and there's some pretty nice prizes. And then they sing a song that they don't get judged on, which is a Dylan song in celebration of his birthday. And that's Friday the 26th, the same May.
Right, and it's all fun. It's all Dylan Week fun. And so once again, that's at Sacred Heart, and that's the singer-songwriter competition contest that, well, actually, we helped judge that last year, I think, didn't we?
We did. What date is that, though?
That's the 20th. Oh, it must be the 26th.
Yes.
Yeah, the 26th. I said the 22nd. So that's the songwriter contest at Sacred Heart on May 26th, and I'm assuming it starts, well, to be announced.
No, starts at 7.
It starts at 7. Okay, thanks.
Earlier.
Good. I like that. And, you know, at that songwriter contest, some local musicians have really come forward and shined. I think, Scarlett Woods is getting really popular in our area. First time we heard her was at that.
She'll be in it this year.
Yep, yeah.
Shane Nelson won it. Yeah. 2 years in a row.
Yeah, Shane Nelson. Jacob, right? So really, there's it's really quite an event, and you get to hear really great local musicians, and, you know, in a way, that's what my life is all about, hearing great local musicians. We'll have another song, and then I'll make another announcement.
This song is called Shovel Operator, and it's got some truth in it. The dad in the song is not my dad. It was actually three dads that I knew of that were other people's dads. No one asked him why. My daddy worked in the mines and they called him a shovel operator. Nobody knows why my brother followed that line, working shifts, his favorite 311. When the wind blows, that red ore goes in boxcars. I think to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, takes the ore to make the steel, make the bridges to make some wheels. And my daddy died when he was 57. Like the winter wind blows, my mama's heart grew cold. My mama passed on last Sunday. My brother with his laugh says security's hot bath. Go sign up, kid, they're hiring. And I thank you, Lord, for the holes in the ground. And I thank you, Lord, for coming around. I sang at the Oliver Monday. And I thank you, Lord, for the holes in the ground. And I thank you, Lord, for coming around. I sang at the Oliver Monday. Asked him why. My daddy worked in the mines and they called him a shovel operator.
Whoa. Nice song, Patrick. Shovel operator, and that's a little bit of your family history heard in there.
Yeah,
true family.
There's some truth in this.
Yeah.
It's not all.
Not all. Very cool. You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM and KTWH.org. This is the Beat Farm Show, and This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of every month from 5 to 6 o'clock. I did want to mention that for our April Beet Farm Show, I'm going to actually host myself, so to speak. Robbie Meyerson is a longtime friend of mine, and some years back, she and I went into the studio of Dave Hill, rest in peace. Dave Hill, wonderful, wonderful guy. We went to Inland Sea Studios in East Superior, and I had composed some flute parts to go along with Robbie's songs. She had a billion of them, I thought. And so we chose a certain handful, maybe a dozen or less, of songs for me to play flute on. And we went into Dave's studio and recorded there. And it was my only time recording in a studio like that. And it was very, very fun. And Dave was so kind to us. Anyway, Robbie and I decided we would get together here pretty quick and practice some of those songs, and I'll host us. It's April, is it the 21st? Anyway, the third Friday of the month in April, Robbie Meyerson and I will be live in the studio right here, and we'll entertain you with mostly her original songs, and we decided to do a couple of covers as well. One happens to be a Van Morrison song. So I hope you'll tune in. The regular Beet Farm time in April, when Robbie Meyerson and Leslie Black will be in the hot seat on air doing a whole hour. It's going to be fun, and it'll be way different for me. So here's Patrick Eliason again, and we do get to play with Patrick at our Monday jams, as he mentioned before. And so here he is doing yet another original.
So I wrote this song sitting on the north shore of Lake Vermilion. It's a gratitude song. It's called One Thin Man. One thin man, one thin dime, waiting on the end of the line in Iowa. Iowa, Iowa. I thank my mama for making my lot. I thank my papa for doing his part in Iowa. I come of age, I go to school. I get a pat on the back, boy, you're gonna go far in Iowa. Iowa, Iowa. Found me a woman, true and strong. She holds my heart, she sings my song, and I oh, I oh. I've seen the world, boys, I've been around. What isn't lost cannot be found in Iowa. 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 I look up to heaven, look beyond the stars. I say no prayer, but it's in my heart. And I oh, I oh. I look up to heaven, look beyond the stars. I say no prayer, but it's in my heart, and I oh, I oh, I oh. One thin man, one thin dime, waiting on the end of the line, and I oh.
Yeah. Yes.
I like that one.
Yeah, me too. One Thin Man, another original by Patrick Eliason. He said he's written a billion of them. But that was a really, really nice one. I'm tickled that you have all joined us on the St. Patrick's Day Beet Farm Show. And again, you know you're listening to KTWH.org, 99.5 FM, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota, KTWH.org. Next month, our live beet farm show will feature a little known local duet. The duet has no actual formal name, but I'll just tell you, it happens to be me and Robbie Meyerson. Yep, I don't think people have really heard me ever play flute. You heard me fumble around on tin whistle at 5 o'clock today, maybe. But Robbie Meyerson is really another awesome singer-songwriter. And she's amazing on guitar. Her beautifully crafted upbeat songs just really lent themselves well to my making up some stuff on flute. So the process I used was I would just listen to her songs and see if anything came to me, and maybe just, you know, I'd just play a little something on flute that might go with it. And in the long run, I really got into it, and I like some of the stuff that we did. So we're going to kind of resurrect that those CDs of hers, one in particular that I played a lot of flute on. When we recorded it, we got to go in the studio with Dave Hill, and that was all a wonderful experience. And we will play a couple of covers, like I said, also of Van Morrison, I know, is in the works. So that's the next time we have a live beet farm show, and that's April, I think it's the 21st. Yeah, it is April 21st on a Friday, as usual. So I hope we'll see you on the radio that day. And Patrick, I'm sure, has another song for us. Patrick Eliason, here he is playing.
This song is Sold the Farm. It's it might have been written while someone was in a rehab. I won't elaborate on that.
Okay.
He gave it all up, he sold the farm, and he moved off to the city. where pride stole the shirt off his back. He lost track of his family. Some men lose to the toss of a coin, and some lose to the banker. Some never lose, they just go on staring at the birches. So pour the man a glass for thirst, pour but not too bitter, not too bland for his taste, make it sweet as water. Northern lights, they trace the stars, and the moon wears a halo. Time only means one thing now, since the judge's gavel. So he gave it all up, he sold the farm, and he moved off to the city, where pride stole the shirt off his back. He lost track of his family. Some men lose to the toss of a coin, some lose to the banker. Some never lose, they just go on staring at the birches. So pour the man a glass for thirst, pour but not too bitter, and not too sweet for its taste, make it bland as water. Northern lights that trace the stars, moon wears a halo, and time only means one thing now, since the judge's gavel.
Patrick, you are an incredible lyricist.
Thank you.
That was another gorgeous, gorgeous song called Sold the Farm.
Sold the Farm, yeah.
But did you write poetry in school or something?
Well, I've written poetry, for as long as I can remember. I've never used it as poetry. I've used it as lyrics. I usually write song, I write lyrics, I write words with music in my head. So the music's there. And like I said earlier, when I was young, I couldn't pull off what was in my head. I knew what was there, but it just stuck. And when I got skilled enough to play it, I just keep on refining it. I don't play out. So I can just sit and play against the wall and keep learning it.
Yeah. And that really is a good lesson to hear from somebody who's as advanced as you are. For listeners, parents especially, kids aren't always looking to play out. Sometimes they just like to have an activity to do themselves, by themselves, for themselves, and it's all worth it. Any instrument. Singing, any instrument, it's all worth it, even if it's not to share with other people. Mm. I'm kind of bent that music is meant to be heard, but it doesn't have to be, and people can play for their own enjoyment, and nobody else ever hears it. Did you want to say something, Carl?
I think anybody can capture the moment in music, and no matter when you live, no matter what period you're in, no one will ever be there again. It is your moment. It is a very unique moment. And to capture that in music is everything.
Oh, well said, thank you, Carl.
Thank you. That was well said.
Yeah, really. And doesn't he have a nice radio voice, everybody? He has such a good radio voice. You know, I always, I often kind of look like I'm going to push the mic over to him, and he shakes his head no, but I wish. Yeah.
Well, this should be TV, because this is a great-looking couple here.
Oh, listen to you. Aren't you sweet?
Flattery will get you everywhere.
One of the reasons we love radio is because we aren't seen. You know, we can come here in our bathrobe if we want to, and slippers. Matter of fact, I think I did once. But anyway, so we're always tickled to do the show, and I don't mind plugging it right now because as much fun as we have in here, we'd like to offer this much fun to some other people because we're looking for another host. Carl and I have talked about it. We feel so strongly that we'd like other people to have as much fun and this extremely awesome musical experience that we will, in the studio, arrange to meet with you, to train you not just once, but several times to get used to this very simple radio board with the dials. It's not complicated. And get you started and help you even connect with some musicians, guests who you might host. So if you're thinking you'd like to give it a try, and by the way, to give it a try doesn't mean that you, if you're going to meet with Carl and myself, that you're hooked in, that now you have to be a host. No, we can just show you what it's all about, and you can see after that if you would like to do what we do, because we really have fun. And I think if everybody, if anybody else would like to have this much fun, it's good for everyone. So we'll be glad to train you. And we're going to hear another song from our guest, Patrick Eliason, who's doing all originals, and we're loving it. So here's Patrick with...
This is one of my newest songs. It's not my newest. I tried my newest a few days ago, and I crashed and burned pretty bad on it on a stage, which was I felt like crawling in my guitar hole after I played that one. But
I've been there and done that.
Yeah, this one's close to, and this one I'm pretty proud of actually. I like this one a lot. It's called Joe. She said, Christ, it's so damn cold. Won't you put another log on the fire, Joe? Play that song soft and low, one you played the night before. The night before you held my hand, promised me the moon and back again. Putting a log on the fire, Joe. You broke a string on that Martin guitar. The strings were old, you weren't playing hard. Your voice had cracked and it strained my heart. I couldn't say yes, but I knew we'd never part. Now there's not enough heat to make coffee boil. Sooner or later, we'll be covered in soil. And all our hard work Oh, how we toiled to nurse our muses, dress them in rags of brilliant colors and put them on stage to sing for you, to sing for you. Now if I could hear one more beat of your heart, a shiver of your breath, it wouldn't be so hard to sit in this room as the embers burn down, lights of the highway flashing on the wall. If I could hear one more beat of your heart, a shiver of your breath, it wouldn't be so hard and if I had one more tear, I'd shed it for you, and I'd put another log on the fire, Joe. She said, Christ, it's so damn cold, won't you put another log on the fire, Joe?
All right. And that was an original again by Patrick Eliason called Joe, and that was really an awesome song as well. And, you know, yeah, it looks like we are having 3 or 4 minutes only. So what I'd like to do is thank you from everybody at KTWH for being here today. You know, we're all volunteer, and all these wonderful local musicians come here and volunteer for an hour, not counting the hours it takes to prep and to drive here. And we so appreciated it, Patrick. Thank you so much for coming. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed your music right here, this up close and personal.
Well, thanks for having me, and I like getting my songs out there, but, you know, like I said, I don't really have a great time on stage.
Yeah, so this is a great way to do that. So how we usually work this is I tell the listeners we couldn't do this without the support of all our wonderful listeners. And so I would like to say to you, thanks again for being here. Good night, and I'm going to have Patrick play one more song. And it might, over the air, it might get faded out. And so it's kind of a neat way that we do this. And here's Patrick with one last song called...
Heel and Toe.
Heel and Toe.
Well, I got me a woman called Heel and Toe. She's always dancing everywhere we go. She's my kind of woman, always smiling, it's true. And if you see me with her, I'll be smiling too. We do the whoop doo boogie. We do the whoop doo boogie. We do the whoop-doop boogie. We do the whoop-doop boogie. Do the whoop-doop boogie. And we're dancing all night long. She's a pretty little dimple. She lives across town. Life is so simple when she's around. She says you don't have to worry, all you have to do is dance. When I'm thinking about her, I'm thinking about romance. Whoop doo boogie, do the whoop doo boogie, do the whoop doo boogie.
Muskogee.